The opinions and suggestions expressed in the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. The following program is sponsored by Mullen Plumbing. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. Welcome to House Talk, where answers to your home questions are just a call away at 918-921-1023. That's 918-921-1023.
Good morning, Oklahoma, and welcome to House Talk right here on KRMG AM 740 and FM 102.3. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. Thank you for your sponsorship, Mullen. Appreciate you. I love listening to the disclaimer. You don't know what might come out of my mouth, so I think that that's wise as a company and a station to make sure and disassociate yourself with me as much as you possibly can before I come on the air. I have a room full of people today. It hasn't been this full in a fat minute. Tim was complaining about it as we were walking in. He's like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to actually get up out of my chair and work today, turn stuff on, turn on some mics and some headphones. Right, Tim?
I'm already overloaded on the buttons I push in the dollar, so I'm going to go drink coffee and you're on your own. How's that?
Oh, no. We're going to be forced to wing it.
Yeah, that's it. No, okay. No. Look at all the smiling faces. That's yeah. What I look at that. Well, except for Ray.
Except for me.
the old wood dragon is a grouch.
But you know what? We all got handed some spicy pretzels this morning. Compliments of Susan Presnell.
Yes, the show's over Mother now. Everybody can leave. And yeah. I have the pretzels.
Take the snacks and leave. I'm like, what are the pretzels for? And she says, well, it's Brent's birthday. And so we're all getting gifts to celebrate his birthday. I asked her how old he was, and she's like, yeah, he's getting up there. So we don't really actually know how old Brent is turning, but we just know it's a lot. Yeah. It's up there, right? Your mic isn't on. That's fun.
Is it on?
Now you're on. There you are. There you are.
How about that?
You don't have headphones either.
I don't, so I can't tell if I'm on or not.
You're just know that you're on a hot mic.
Okay. Better be careful what I say then.
Yeah. Don't pull a Biden and start saying anything crazy. all right. Let me go around the room and introduce everybody. I've got Mr. Jared Lane in Abess Roofing. Jared, how you doing, brother?
Good morning,
Jared. We're all racing. Like me and Jared and Brian. Now, Brent and Susan, they're not racing. I don't know what they're doing. I think they're sightseeing.
It's a Saturday drive.
Saturday drive. Yeah. They're, you know, back there singing gospels and just cruising at 35 miles an hour. And me and Jared and Brian, we're acting like we're in the Indy 500. And I'm winning. And all of a sudden, this guy in this little car comes over like three lanes, gets right in front of me, and out of nowhere, Jared just cruises past me. I swear he looked over and smirked as he drove by.
I may have.
He was like, we weren't even quite to the station yet, but it was like he looked at me, he's like, I win. Because I was boxed in, like there was nothing I could do. We get to the parking lot, and you know, and he's already gloating, and I'm like, bro, was that the shake and bake? I think you just pulled a shake and bake on me, man.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was a distant relative. I had to call in a favor.
Phone a friend.
No kidding. And I swear, the guy stayed in front of me until the very last minute. And then he gets over another couple of lanes. I'm like, what is this idiot doing besides ruining my race?
Must be a plumber.
Whoa! By the way, that was Jared Lane, Abess. for all you blue-collar, thick-neck plumbers out there. Anyway, Jared won the race today, fair and square, so he's the champion. So congratulations to you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes.
Feels good.
Yes, it should. As the wood dragon, in my wisdom, I wanted to lift you up today, make you feel good.
Thank you.
No, that's not true. I wanted to win. I was very upset.
Oh, I
about
know
it.
You did.
I was very upset. What's your topic today, bro?
We're going to be talking about gutter cleaning.
Ah, yes. That's a good topic because there's folks out there with a full-blown crop growing in their gutter. We need to talk about it, right? We need to cover that. And I got Miss Susan over there with Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn. How you doing, Susan?
Wonderful. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for the snacks today.
Yes.
You even brought some for Tim, and he is very happy. And he fed me last weekend tomato pie. So, this is just going around. Oh, he's very happy in there. Look at him. Oh, yeah. He's saying I get to go get coffee on the break. So that's nice. I know you have a lot going on, and this is I asked you what your topic was as we were coming in. You said 'tis the season.
It is.
And then you left it a mystery after that.
Yes.
I was like, "Yeah, but what's your topic?" And you said 'tis the season.
That's right.
Going to find out what is it the season for? So we don't know, but I have a feeling, folks, it has something to do with your lawn and lawn care. So we'll see what's coming up here in just a little bit. Tim, you look like you want to say something. No, okay. He's got that bulldog look on his face. And I got Brian Underwood in. What's going on, bro? A little throwback.
Yeah, long time no see.
Welcome back to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Brian bumped his head this week and came in my office. I'm sure he's thinking, why? Why did I do this morning? But we have a cool announcement, and he didn't trust me to do it, so he's here to do it himself. But, you know, I've been talking about our new approach to our service calls of trying to have our head on a swivel and pay attention so that we give better options and, you know, share our knowledge with you guys, the consumer, and then also, you know, recognize opportunities where there might be a better way to go about it as far as maybe replacement or upgrade. You're here today to talk about a top tier upgrade that we're going to be offering in the HVAC department.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually really cool and very exciting.
Yeah, it's cutting edge. I mean, it's really exciting for me. It's one of the first smart systems actually on the market.
Yes. So. And we're locking it down, and we're going to talk more about it later in the show, but this thing, what it does is very, very cool. So it'll be a lot of fun. What's up, brother?
You know, I was thinking of you this week, Ray.
Well, that's not surprising
no,
at all.
No. We had we're talking the cul-de-sac, little neighborhood, nothing. And I'm following this Mullen truck.
Oh,
there was a couple of them there this week and coming through the area. And I'm following this Mullen truck. And I mean, there's just no way there's any traffic anywhere near us.
Yeah.
And he uses his turn signal.
Ah.
Then I follow him a little further. I'm getting out to the main road by 111. We're down in Broken Arrow. In fact, ABEST do another roof in the neighborhood this week. We had one last week, too.
Dang, man. They're killing it in the neighborhood.
We're moving in.
So anyway, I'm following him out, you know. And sure enough, he comes out there, and he signals that turn, which it's a blind turn to begin with. And I go, one thing I learned this week about Mullen,
yeah,
that Ray does not teach the drivers, because you wouldn't use any signals anywhere. I know how you drive. Unless you're in a Mullen truck, of course.
I'm so proud to hear that. Because driving is a thing, especially when you have, you know, a fleet like ours with over 100 vehicles on the road, driver safety and courtesy is something that we talk about all the time. So I love to hear that. So thank you for sharing that, Tim. You're a good guy. I take back everything I said about you earlier this morning. All right, folks, we're going to take us a quick break. I'm going to go grab some coffee, and then we are going to get down to business. I'm Ray Trimble. It's House Talk right here on K.
If it's about home improvements, repairs, and upgrades, our experts have you covered. Call or text us at 918-921-1023. This is House Talk on 1023 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Good morning, Oklahoma. Welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG. Welcome back to the show, folks. That's what it's got to feel like, you know, for people dealing with AI. You know, like how they're using AI to simulate all these people and everything. And now Tim does it to me, and that's got to be what it feels like when you're seeing yourself saying something.
Well, we know what's going on, but the listeners don't. And that was a recording of Ray's Good Morning, because he went to get coffee and didn't get back in time. He walks in the room, and he's hearing his voice and looking around, saying, uh-oh, we have entered the AI room.
I thought I was, like, right on point, didn't you, Jared? I was right on cue.
I thought we timed it great.
Yeah, man.
Almost. How's the coffee this morning?
It's very good, Tim. Thank you, sir.
That's it. And I pushed the button all by myself.
Tim's Black Magic Coffee in there.
All righty, let's get a show going.
Well, thank you for making the coffee to get things happening. By the way, folks, thanks for joining us today. If you want to text us, you can do it. 918-921-1023. We love that. It doesn't even matter if it's off topic. If you've got a comment or a question, a lot of you folks have been taking advantage of that, and we enjoy it. So, and I've got a big team in here, so hit us up, and we will take on the topic. And starting to my left over here, I've got Jared Lane, A-Best Roofing, talking about gutters. And I think we've all seen it, probably not only in other people's homes, but on our own, is where literally it looks like folks have got like a little, you know, greenhouse thing going on up there. There's grass, there's small trees, there's all kinds of stuff growing in the gutter. None of that is obviously supposed to
be
there.
You let it go much longer, you're going to have to call like Mother Nature to have it start being treated.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're going to grow stuff up there, let's at least fertilize it and get it looking good.
Aerate it. Come on.
Let's come on.
Yeah, no, it is definitely spring cleaning time for your gutters, especially if you didn't do it at the end of the fall. You know, all of that debris that fell during the fall and the winter has now had time to collect, get saturated, you know, mulch, and start to take on a life of its own. And, you know, when that happens, you are asking for trouble as soon as these spring storms and spring rains start coming through.
Yeah.
Because there's just so many things that go wrong whenever you have full gutters. I mean, it leads to, you know, insects coming inside of your home. It leads to wood rot. It leads to roof leaks, you know, so many issues that can be very easily avoided by just going up there and removing that debris from the gutter system.
It's really crazy because a lot of it, one, I would say is that most of us, we don't clean our gutters. I mean, we should, but we just don't do it because it's just, I feel like it's up above our head. Nobody, you can't see in them, so you don't really realize how dirty they are. Then you get up there and you realize that the junk that's collected in there might be an inch deep or more. I mean, there's actually a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, and a lot of people think, you know, because maybe they had gutters put on or they, you know, had somebody come in and put a gutter cover or screen on top of it that, you know, they are not required to clean the gutters anymore. But that's where a lot of people get taken advantage of and end up creating more issues because a lot of these toppers on gutters actually trap more debris than just having an open gutter on top.
Yeah, they like become this fixed media for stuff to stick in. And I don't know what those helicopter looking things are. From the trees, but I mean, you can see the gutters with a lot of the toppers or whatever, and you just see them all over sticking up out of the out of that. They didn't wash off; they look like they're stuck there.
You have to pull them out, and then what happens when you pull them out is the seed part breaks off, and then it ends up in the gutter itself.
Yeah,
but you can't get inside the gutter because you have the cover, you know, the screen on there, and so you're almost just compounding and making the problem worse by having those, you know, cheap screens up there. So, you know, if you have those, you may as well just pull them off and let the gutter be open. You know, it's doing more harm than good.
For real. And, you know, the other thing that's interesting too, and I've learned a lot of this from you, Jared, because Missy and I, when we're out, you know, looking at properties and stuff, checking things out, always trying to, you know, find an opportunity. One of the things I always notice is the gutters always seem neglected, and they're sagging, they're bowing, they're pulling away from the house, and a lot of it can be from the weight that's accumulated inside the gutter.
Yeah, and you know that weight or that one low spot. You know how many times we go to houses and there's one, you know, ding or dent in the area, and you know people think that's no big deal. But what that's actually done now is created a spot for everything to collect and water to actually run the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. And that causes more issues, leads to, you know, structural damage, right? Or foundation issues. So when you have that, that even though it might be a small dent or a small low spot, that shouldn't be left unattended because it can lead to more issues, you know. And if you're not comfortable getting up on a ladder, you know, you always don't ever risk yourself, you know, to get up there.
Yeah.
You know, you can always call us. We'll come out. We can clean out the gutters for you.
Yes.
You know, and we can actually come in and put one of our gutter covers on there. Mm-hmm. That's different than these screens, right? Or the full blown covers that trap debris.
Uh-huh.
So that you don't get anything down the gutter system. And then by having that gutter cover on there, at most, all you ever have to do is take a garden hose and you spray a little water on the roof. And because of the way it's designed, the water just runs the debris right off of the top of the gutter and causes it to work just like new again.
So oh, that's
there's
nice.
A lot better solutions out there is my point.
There's a better way.
Yeah.
Yeah, the A best way.
The right way.
Yeah, you're welcome, Jim. Oh, that's awesome. And you know, it is something that I feel like that we all neglect. And I love the fact that you guys at A best that you actually come and clean the gutters. I think that that's a service that you guys provide that is little known. Folks probably don't realize that you guys offer that. Something I love about y'all's company. Yeah. You obviously, you know, design and install residential and commercial roofing, but you guys also have a service side that comes out and does small repairs, flashing, venting for the attic, and this gutter cleaning. I mean, this stuff is huge.
Yeah. And so, when they come out, you know, they'll clean out the gutters and they'll inspect the rest of your roof system just to make sure that, you know, nothing is going on or there's nothing that needs to be addressed that could be an issue. You know, it's a great deal for people. It's the cost is so cheap that by the time you weigh pulling out the ladder, getting up there, climbing around, you're like, it's not even worth
it. You're like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Yes. So. One last question. When folks get up there and they're digging around, this is something else I also learned from you, is that, you know, they start scooping this stuff out. They're kind of shocked. You know, you're like, wow, what in the world? Like, I've got a beach up here. And it looks like sand almost. It has the consistency of almost sand. That's not just any kind of dirt from the wind. What's that
from? No, those are the granules from your roof. You know, the actual waterproofing, the UV-resistant material that should be on your roof is now in your gutter system.
So that's
your sign that you want to have us come out and inspect your roof.
Yeah. Especially, you know, if it's deep in your gutter and sometimes you see it out coming out the downspout, because I know it happens. People see it come out the downspout and they think, well, that's weird. You know, but we dismiss it. We think, well, man, the wind is really, you know, blowing a lot of stuff around. But a lot of times that's coming off of your roof. It's the actual granules that are supposed to be up there. And that's your clue.
Yeah,
to call A-Best and have them come out. You guys come out, you do free audits, free estimates, and then obviously you do the gutter cleaning and so much more. If folks want to check you guys out, have you take a look, how do they reach you?
You can call us at 918-587-1426 or find us at abestroofing.com.
All right, sweet. Thank you, brother. Susan, we had a call come in asking – how many applications? This is the actual question. How many applications does it take to get rid of stickers in your yard?
Stickers are hard. So, excuse me.
You're all right. I caught you off guard.
It's usually a sandy soil. So okay. Down in Bixby, close to the river, over in Sand Springs, it's a type of soil.
Okay.
Those stickers. So we can come out, we can do an application to control the stickers.
Okay.
However, a lot of this is going to fall back on the customer because the shorter you can keep that yard, the better control of those stickers you're going to get.
Okay, so interesting. So you combine it with keeping the yard cut short and spray.
Very short.
Okay.
Very, very short, but it is controllable.
Okay.
Just don't let it get very tall, because once it gets tall,
those stickers start showing up.
Absolutely. The shorter, the better.
I'm imagining that the caller is probably got kids or grandkids.
Yes.
and that are probably stepping on these things, and they are so painful.
They are so bad in Bixby.
So bad in Bixby.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you guys can come out and spray for them.
We can
complement that with keeping the grass cut low.
Yes, and it needs to be bagged if at all possible.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of acreage you're looking at.
All right, good stuff, Susan. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Guys, we're going to take us a quick break, but I've got the team in here, and we're ready. I'm Ray Trimble. It's House Talk right here on KRMG.
Welcome back to House Talk. Call or text us at 918-921-1023. This is House Talk on 1023 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Good morning, Oklahoma. Welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG, AM 740 and FM 102.3. I'm Ray Trimble, and we would love to hear from you this morning. If you'd like to text us, you got a question, a comment, hit us up, 918-921-1023. It goes straight in there to air traffic control, and then they send it in here to us. And I will throw it out to the team, and we will answer it. So, or just kick back, drink your coffee, and enjoy the show. That's definitely an option, your prerogative. All right, Susan, I'm staying with you. Okay. We just talked about getting rid of stickers.
Yes.
It's been a long time since I've had one, but I do remember that they're extremely painful, and I hate them. So I can completely understand why the caller wants to eradicate them from the yard. And, of course, you know, your theme today is it's 'tis the season. What is it the season for? That's my question.
Mowing.
It's time to mow.
It's time to mow. Bring out the lawnmowers.
Wow.
Let's get them up to date and ready to go.
I thought it was interesting because you're talking about this, about mowing, and Missy just hit me this week texting me and saying, hey, the grass needs to start getting cut, you know, get it together. She was cracking the whip on me, and I was like, all right, I got it. It's time. Yes. And now here you are in here saying, hey, let's get these mowers tuned up, fired up, and let's start getting the grass cut.
Yes.
Yes.
Get them up to date. If you need to replace the blades from last year, replace the blades. Get that good cut going on them. That's going to help that Bermuda come on out. And the sun that we're hoping to get soon, you know, it's going to only warm up. So that Bermuda is going to start coming right on out.
I love that. And, you know, the important thing is, too, is that a lot of us, we're mulching. When I was talking to you, I called it grass cycling, and you're like, let's just call it mulching. And I was like, okay. But basically the point is a lot of us don't bag our grass.
No.
And for that to actually work the right way, you're only supposed to have a certain size clipping, you know, so you can't really let your grass get very tall.
No.
And you need to have blades that are sharp enough to actually cut the grass, not rip it. Because all of this contributes to cutting that into little fine clippings that are supposed to fertilize the yard. If not, what we all end up with is what you called thatch. And tell me a little bit about that.
Yes. So if you can't bag, or if you do even bag, it's just healthy for the lawn to go ahead and dethatch it. That way it gets all the clippings up. It gets where the soil can breathe, where the Bermuda to come on up and just help it get its vitamins and nutrients, get it thick. You leave that thatch on there, it's going to cause that Bermuda to have a hard time coming up through those grass clippings. And then on top of that, it gets thin, gets really, really, it can't breathe.
Yeah. It's actually kind of shocking if you've, for those of you out there that have never, and Jared corrected us early this morning, dethatched your yard.
Dethatched.
I kept saying thatch. Thatch your yard. Thatch this, thatch that. And he goes, it's dethatch, Ray. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whatever, Jared.
Coming from the person that's never dethatched his yard.
He was like, I won the race today, and I will tell you how to speak. Yeah. But, you know, it's crazy how much dead grass and thatch comes up when you actually get out there to do this process. It's quite shocking. Mm-hmm. And you realize, man, I need like a, yard vacuum or something to remove this because there's so much of it. And that's when you really begin to understand what Susan's talking about, how it does create this blanket that not only blocks Mother Nature's products from being able to get to the soil where it needs to be to do the best service to us, but it's also blocking water, you know, and everything else. It's suffocating the yard.
Exactly. You nailed it right there. Sure.
That is crazy. I know that you guys are out and you're already doing some treatments now, right?
Oh, absolutely. We're doing pre-emergence. Still not too hot yet to be able to get them down. The ground temperature is still really cool. Outside temperatures, we're not there yet. So absolutely, we're still doing pre-emergence.
Pre-emergence, and you know, they have, you guys have the liquid aeration that has been implemented, and I feel like it's a game changer.
Yes.
You called, you let me know. I think was it a season ago?
I think it was two.
Two seasons ago, and you were like, Ray, we're going to start putting this on, and I'm like, outstanding, and I see a huge difference. Mm-hmm. And for you folks out there that are not getting your yard treated on a regular basis, you're making things hard on yourself for no reason. It's such an inexpensive, effective treatment to combat the weeds. I've been on both sides. I've tried doing it myself with products from the box store.
Right.
And I've had you guys do it. And there's no way I would go back now. Just no way in the world. If folks want to get you guys out there, Susan, have you check things out, maybe get them started for the very first time on your program, how do they get a hold of you guys?
You can call the office. We have a couple of ladies in today at 918-362-2000, or you can reach us on the web at mothernaturesinc.com.
All right. Sweet. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And, you know, it's funny. I was talking to Jared, and I had a caller call in for you. Now I'm talking to you. I got a caller calling in for Jared. And Jared, this is a really good question. We got, what, 2 minutes left? He says we got a couple of minutes. This one, I'm going to give you the whole thing, and then you just take it and run. What are the benefits versus the downside of a metal roof versus a shingle roof? How do the costs compare, and how does the life of the two different systems compare? So basically, life expectancy and cost is what sounds like what they're wanting to know.
I mean, the bullet points would be the metal is going to range probably 40% more. So that's going to be one.
Okay.
The advantage is it's going to be durable. It's fire resistant, impact resistant, you know, more durable in wind because it's all one.
Longer life expectancy?
Yeah. So you have a longer life expectancy.
Okay.
The one downside of it is the guarantees are usually only on the paint finish from like rusting or discoloration.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
There's no true like product guarantee from the manufacturers versus, you know, a lot of our shingle roofs, we're able to go in and give you a non-prorated 50-year warranty on all the components. So you get a little bit better warranty on a shingle roof.
Okay.
But the metal, you know, will last longer depending on what type that you put on, you know, and that's a whole other topic, but,
right,
you know, so if you like the look of metal, you're okay paying a little bit more. In the long run, it'll probably work out to be the best option. It just doesn't give you kind of that warm and fuzzy guarantee that some of the better shingle roofs do.
Okay, that's interesting. That was really good. I didn't know what the answer was going to be, folks, so I was interested to hear it as well. We've got to take a quick break, pay some bills, but stay with us. We got a lot more. I'm Ray Trimble. It's House Talk right here on.
If it's about home improvements, repairs, and upgrades, our experts have you covered. Call or text us at 918-921-1023. This is House Talk on 1023 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
We're just all in here swaying to the music. It's so upbeat, Tim. Which is like so counter his attitude. that's nice. What a great way to introduce the last segment. Brian would argue we saved the best for last, guys.
Oh, it's not an argument.
Okay. All right. Here we go. I got Brian in talking about Mullen HVAC. I wonder if we should whisper. I don't want to wake Brent up. He's up there just taking a nap.
Just talk soft.
Just talk softly. You know, I'm excited about this system. Brent didn't trust me with the technical aspect of introducing this, but this is the implementation of what I've been talking about, where we're moving towards, you know, not just coming in and just being like, well, you know, you asked for stop the leak, we stopped it and we're leaving. Now we're like trying to throw some education in, some options in of saying, hey, by the way, I mean, we can fix this leak. You could do these types of things are out there now to do this, or you could upgrade. And the upgrade is going next level, even more than I even expected, Brian.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, obviously you can still get your standard systems, you know, but now, and what we're getting ready to roll out is technically just a smart system.
Yeah.
It's self-monitoring. It basically can detect the problem. It sends it to the manufacturer. The manufacturer is monitoring this thing 24/7. It sends us a message to let us know, you know, hey, Mrs. Smith's unit's having a problem. This is what we detected is. We have shipped you the part. You should have it in da-da-da.
Right.
Technically, they can, depending on the part it is, uh-huh, they can bypass that part from the manufacturer.
They don't even have to. Nobody even has to come on site.
You may not even know you're having a problem,
right,
because they detected it and shut it off before you even knew it. Until we call you and say, hey, this is what we found. We will have the part. We're going to schedule to come out and do it.
Wow.
Whatever day it is. And lots of times you don't even ever lose your system.
Yeah.
You know, it keeps working. It's as simple as just shutting off, say, a thermistor or something like that.
Isn't it fair to say that a lot of times what happens is something small malfunctions,
mm-hmm,
but it messes up the process. Mm-hmm. And then the system keeps running. And then that fallacy in the process that's happening causes damage to something else. And then it kind of begins, the snowball effect begins
exactly
to happen. This catches that on the front side while it's still small and containable,
mm-hmm,
contains it, maintains operation, and then makes us aware of the part that we need and what we need to come do, which is the next crazy thing, because usually we're showing up, all we know is the system's not working, mm-hmm, and we don't know why, and so a troubleshooting process ensues. That won't be the case with this system.
Exactly. I mean, we're going to know before we even show up exactly what we're going to need.
Yes.
One, it's going to be lower lead times, quicker repairs. You know, like I said, lots of times, depending on the part, you may not even know you're having an issue. And the good thing about it, this comes with 10-year parts and 10-year labor warranty.
Wow.
It comes with 3 years of the 24/7 monitoring.
Mm-hmm.
You can pay for an additional 7 up front to be completely covered for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And what I love about it is, I mean, the bare minimum that you can sell nowadays is what we call a 14.3 condenser. And that's a SEER rating or energy efficiency rating. This stuff starts at 17 SEER. And depending on how you compare it in the application, you can get up to 25 SEER. That's going to give you the maximum amount of tax cuts, rebates you can get. I mean, I'm excited.
Yes.
I mean, you know, for me as a technician, I mean, we all know that the industry is going this direction.
Right.
This is just the start of it.
Wow.
So, but it also, you know, I've been doing this 36 years. You're going to have a callback.
Right.
I mean, on a service tech.
Right.
It's just, you know, everybody's going to get one.
Right.
This takes the human error part of it out.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's
there's not going to be a wrong diagnosis.
Exactly.
Because the system itself is going to tell us what needs to be done.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's freaking cool. Okay, so, I have a question, but I've got questions coming in and a little bit for everybody. So let me start working my way through some of these. Okay, the caller called in, downspout on the gutter discharges through a pipe under the ground and goes through a pop-up in the yard. So this is a tight line dispersal, you know, subsurface, not altogether different from a French drain. I have one of these at my house, and they're asking, how do we, it's clogged. The green little pop-up lid on that pops off of there. And typically what we would do is we would send some guys out with a small jetter, and we run that jetter in there, and the jetter has the jets blow back towards the point of entry. So we fish it through in there all the way up towards the downspout. Then we pull it back out. And as we do, those jets sort of pressure wash the inside of that line, and they pull all of that debris out from where we are. It's a very messy job. It's an unpleasant situation, but that's what you got to do. But before you call us to do that, you could try popping off that green lid and try using your hose from the other end and see if you can gain access and run some water down that downspout or into that line. But you need to do it at the point of entry or dispersal, which would be from the downspout and the gutter itself. Pop that green lid off, because that takes away any obstruction or restriction and lets everything, that mud and everything, wash out. If that doesn't work, give us a call at Mullen, and we'll send a guy over there with a jetter. We do it all the time, and we can get you taken care of. Jared, this is for you. How big of a price difference is there in regular shingles and high impact shingles? You were kind of talking about this off the air about the metal and the high impact shingles, but this customer wants to know, what's the cost difference?
Yeah. I mean, it's 15-20%, you know, depending on brand, but it's worth it. Worth every penny. I mean, the amount of money you're going to save just on your insurance policy alone pays for it. And it allows you to get to that metal, you know, that we were talking about, that impact resistance of metal, without a lot of the cost.
Okay. So that sounds like that's actually your choice.
Oh yeah.
That's the way to go. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's good. That's good to know. 15-20% more, but it sounds like a significant amount of benefit comes with that. So it's well worth the extra money. And I guess the last question's for you, Brian, which is, are there rebates involved with this, and what do those look like with this smart system install?
Yeah, there are rebates. You can get a rebate because the furnaces that it comes with are 97% furnaces.
Okay.
So you'll get an ONG rebate on those. The variable speed motors get you a rebate from PSO. Anything above 16 SEER is going to qualify for a rebate from PSO.
Okay.
Right now, as of right now, there are federal tax credits on these things. Now, that's a yearly thing. We can't control that, and I'm not sure exactly how much those look like at this point.
Okay.
There'll be ways to get money back on your investment on this thing.
Wow. And we're not talking hundreds of dollars. We're talking thousands, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a significant amount of money, depending on the different variables that you implement and how you go about it. But you can get quite a bit of money back.
Yeah. The higher the SEER rating, the more money you're going to get back.
Wow.
And the good thing about this particular piece of equipment, or this brand of equipment, is, and they kept it simple. I mean, they literally, you know, you can get, they have two condensers that are 1.5 ton through 3 ton, and then a 3 ton through 5 ton. So instead of having like 20 different models of condensers, they have two.
Wow.
And they have four different coils. They have four different furnaces. They have four different air handlers. And the nice thing about this is, in those two versions of those air conditioners, it's as simple as just flipping a dip switch inside of it to tell it is a straight AC or a heat pump.
Oh, wow.
So, you know.
So it's got lots of bells and whistles.
It's got everything on it. I mean, it's, you know, I know it's crazy, but I mean, it's almost like having Alexa strapped to your air conditioner outside.
I love that concept, and I think 110%, you're right. That is the direction the industry is going. If folks are maybe they don't have a service call going on right now, but this is something they know they've got to do a replacement, and they're wanting to upgrade and have that high 25 SEER capability and the smart aspects that come along with it, and they want to have you maybe come out and take a look at what that would take, Brian, how do they get a hold of you to get you guys out there?
Call us up at 918-258-6636. Look us up on the web at Mullenique.com or check us out on Facebook.
All right, sweet. Thank you so much, sir. And one more time, Susan, Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn, where you guys put up the force field of death, chasing off the bugs and the weeds. I thank you for that. How do folks get a hold of you guys?
918-362-2000, or you can visit us on the web at mothernaturesinc.com.
Thank you, ma'am. And Jared Lane, A-Best Roofing. How do they reach you guys, brother?
918-587-1426 or abestroofing.com.
Nice. Thanks for joining us, folks. I'm Ray Trimble. It's been House Talk right here on KRMG.
Everything is going extremely well.